the number one issue that is facing the Kailush electorate area is rural depopulation. And inevitably, as the population decreases as you move west from Innes, we know that has always been the issue. But it has seemed to have fast-tracked in the last few years. And why, we may ask? Okay, economic reasons, silly planning restrictions. And what I'm finding is a lack of confidence for young people to invest in their future due to a lack of amenities and services. So we look at it and say, how can we sort this out? We have high pressure and low pressure areas in relation to development and planning, etc. So I think that we really need to focus in and zone in diligently on how we can assist and improve the low pressure areas. Like, you can't solve a problem if you don't really know what it is. And the big challenge now is to identify the problems and then set about solving them. And an example then of how we can help the low pressure areas would be, you know, to make them exempt from the LPT tax for a certain period of time to encourage in development and population growth, and then to assist the area to become a high pressure zone. And like we all know, with proximity and distance, there's a lot that can be done with further investment on our roads, you know, and that's an area that we all know needs to be addressed. But the big thing is lack of services is a massive problem in relation to pre and after school, shops and et cetera and all that. So, yeah, like, I know a lot of factors are beyond our control in relation to, you know, to the local authority and to county councillors, but governance legislation as local representatives needs to be challenged and engaged effectively with our national representatives. And if elected, that's one of my priorities. I will be engaging diligently with our national representatives. So a unilateral approach to solving the problem has to be the best way forward. And it is absolute insanity that planning is restricted on our national secondary roads like the N67 and the N68. And like, prohibiting our farmers' sons and daughters from building on their own land is a step backwards, in my opinion. And we need to, you know, like, we're doing our best to tackle rural issues, and this just lacks total and utter common sense. Like, many of our complex issues are dictated from Dublin with a total lack of understanding on the reality of life in like, basically the Kailush electorate area. And young people are disillusioned in relation to a lack of employment opportunities, silly planning restrictions, and the strenuous boulders that are set in front of them in obtaining mortgages and housing loans. And the aforementioned is just creating disillusionment. And tackling all these needs to be a priority. And if elected, I will embrace the challenge of trying to reverse such centralised decisions. Endeavouring to change them, I believe, will bring about confidence. And if we get confidence within our young people in our area, confidence will invoke action. And action will inevitably help us all with the issues that are everyday life for us.
No doubt the directive on the national secondary roads has been a huge bone of contention, not just in West Clare, but of course across the county, the way it stems up to North Clare and Ennis, and all the way up to Ballyvaughan as well. But it is something that happened when the Office of the Planning Regulator came in. That was a Dáil Éireann vote, and very few TDs out of the 160 were even there on the day to vote on it. But Clare County Council had an emergency meeting on this where Oireachtas members were invited, and the conclusion really was, we can't do anything about this. So I know it's a bone of contention, Alan, but are you confident you could actually do anything to overturn it?
Well, we have to believe we can, because it is a massive issue that I'm facing while out canvassing and getting to know more people within the electorate area, and speaking to the sitting councillors as well. They're all endeavouring to reverse this, and speaking to our national representatives, getting to know them over the last 2 or 3 months, it's something that I've been addressing. It's inevitable that it has to be reversed. Again, I think people were asleep at the wheel is what people have told me or said to me in relation to this being passed. So every fibre of my being will be put into reversing this.
Another issue is the Industrial Development Authority. We like to hear about their visits to Clare, but what's often being raised by representatives and stakeholders across the county is that there seems to be a Shannon predominantly focus or an Ennis focus. You're looking for more funding for Kailush Town Centre and for the restoration of a market town focus in Kailush.
Look, Kailush is our market town, it's our capital. And in every capital, you know, that's where investment needs to be to create more jobs, it's the focus or of the economy of the locality. I firmly believe you look at St. Gobain, or formerly Kenfab, it is brilliant to have such an employer in the town and for the greater, the hinterland of West Clare. We need further development in relation to, you know, engagement from a local and national representative point of view with the IDA or delegates within the Dáil and local authorities. Every St. Patrick's Day, they're going to the four corners of the world embracing what is our national identity in relation to St. Patrick's Day. That's an opportunity where we need to just fulfil the potential of engaging with the development authorities of all areas. And again, the IDA, this is their job, to bring in further development. And I think Kilrush at this present moment is primed for further development, especially with what we're hearing, what's going to happen with Money Pint down the road in relation to the wind energy offshore. But it is a necessity. We're here doing, we're talking about rural depopulation previously. We need more employment to keep our young people at home.
You mentioned rural depopulation, of course, and obviously expanding IDA activity and investment in Kilrush. But is it just needed in Kilrush? Should there be a focus on IDA investment throughout
rural towns? Throughout the whole of that. Look at Beckman Coulter. It's situated between Tulla and Kilkishan. It's there in the country. Why not? We could have somewhere between Lissacacy and Coir Chlár. You know, it's not just about Kilrush. Like Kilrush, I'm emphasising Kilrush because it's the market town, it's the capital. But all over, there's scope for more development. I remember driving into Mount Shannon. There's a factory as you drive into Mount Shannon in East Clare as well. So by all means, it's the broader range of all the whole electorate area.
Does West Clare need any special subventions to get that investment out here? We hear in Shannon all the time that one of the biggest barriers facing recruitment is the lack of housing. You look at Ennis, there is 18 properties available to rent on the day of recording. We speak to businesses in West Clare all the time. They tell us they often have to put up staff in the hospitality industry in their own accommodation. What needs to be done there?
Well, driving around recently, I've noticed there's a lot of houses, you know, that are not occupied. I know there's a high demand for houses to rent, but again, like, there are renovation grants that I think people need to look into and engage with in relation to, you know, there's a lot of houses there that have potential to facilitate accommodation for workers, for families. And it's a shame to see them, again, I'm writing to rural depopulation about them being non-inhabited. I know around my own area where I'm based in Lissacacy, there are a lot of old cottages, etc. now that are being rented, and it's great to see. It's bringing more people into the schools, etc. While canvassing, I met a lady in Balnacalli who was, you know, just saying to me that they were looking for more houses down around there to rent in relation to, you know, for the school. There was a family that had moved in and they were hoping to keep the children for the school, and they were finding it hard to get accommodation for those people. But again, I'm going to revert back to the houses, the old houses, the farmhouses that generationally reared the families that are all part of our electorate area. You know, I would encourage people to do them up, rent them out, and there would be potential. That would be a factor in helping to alleviate that problem.